Welcome to another program of Communication with George and Rita Galley.
Literature has been an important part in our civilization down the years. Men like Shakespeare, John Bunyan, John Newton, and a host of other writers, including Billy Graham, have been a blessing to the world. But the greatest book of all is the Holy Bible, God's Word.
It spotlights the teachings of great men who preached and lived for God, men like Moses, Jeremiah, King David, Isaiah, and a host of other godly men under God's inspiration have told us how we need to live. Down the ages, it has outsold all other publications.
Down the ages, the Bible has transformed millions of lives. And the Lord himself says, "My word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
When we think of the Bible's value as literature to form the cultures of the past and the present, this book admits to transforming the Western world. If it had been revered like it was in North America, it may have stalled the French Revolution, converted Adolf Hitler, and change the history of Germany.
You may wonder what influence the Bible has had on our history. Well, in 1660, Daniel Defoe was born. He read it and wrote Robinson Crusoe. Then in 1667, John Milton published Paradise Lost, which was greatly influenced by the King James Bible. John Bunyan wrote Pilgrim's Progress from prison in 1678 and is possibly the most widely known allegory about the Bible.
At the 1776 American Declaration of Independence, two-thirds of the signatories were nominal members of the Church of England, whose beliefs were based on the Bible. And interestingly, when Captain James Cook sailed into the Southern Oceans and discovered Australia in the 1770s, he led his crew in Sunday worship from the Bible.
And it was on September 23, 1786, that John Newton, composer of the sacred song Amazing Grace, approached the Reverend Richard Johnson with a visionary proposal to be the chaplain and clergyman with the first fleet to the newly discovered land under the Southern Cross.
Then in 1788, Captain Arthur Phillip landed at Sydney with 1,000 Bibles for Johnson's missionary work. Today the Bible is read worldwide and billions have been converted to Jesus Christ by reading its soul-saving messages. Down the centuries, God's Word has been used to bring millions to Christ.
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive me my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.